Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Let's talk about the biggest Instagram changes that you need to know as we head into 2024. Some of these changes and updates are predictions for 2024. Some of them have been reported on by Instagram CEO himself, and some of them are coming from some recent studies that have been done into Instagram, where we are looking at the actual data to let you know what is working, what is not working, and what is going to be working in 2024. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Hello, my name is Brock Johnson, and it's my job to help you grow on Instagram. I've grown my own personal following to over 600,000 followers over the course of the last few years, and I've been really blessed to now speak on stages around the world and even consult with Meta, Facebook, and Instagram on some of their new features. The first change that I want to report to you as we head into 2024 is that Reels are no longer king. Instagram in 2022 was all about Reels, and in 2023, we started to see a shift because of a wide variety of things. First and foremost is supply and demand. Because everyone and their mom and their grandma started posting Reels, there was a massive influx of supply. In fact, according to one study done by Metricool that looked at over 1 million Instagram Reels, they found that the average account was posting between 30 and 90% more Reels in 2023. Quite simply put, there's a lot more Reels being posted now than there was in the past. But when you look at demand, which is essentially how much attention is being given to Instagram or how much time are people spending on Instagram, we haven't necessarily seen a big increase. And in many studies, we even see a slight decrease in terms of how much time people are spending per month on Instagram. So if people are spending the same amount of time on Instagram, yet we're expecting them to consume 30 to 90% more Reels, of course, Reels views are going to go down. That market is a lot more saturated. If you were someone who was posting Reels in 2021, you were going to most likely have wild success. Back then, it was realistic to say, hey, if you're posting 30 Reels in 30 days, at least one of those is going to go viral and help you gain a lot of followers. But now, not only is it a lot tougher to go viral, it's also a lot tougher to convert those viewers into followers. And that's because as the quality of content continues to increase, as more people are creating Reels, and as the average Instagram user is consuming more Reels, they're less likely to just follow anyone who makes a good Reel or makes a funny Reel. And in fact, according to a study done by Metricool, in 2023, Reels views are on average down by 76%. And I hear it every single day in the DM. People are messaging me saying, I used to get 100,000 views on every Reel, now I'm getting 10,000. I used to get 10,000 views on every Reel, now I'm getting 1,000. I used to get 1,000 views on every Reel, and now I can barely get 100. And I know it's frustrating, especially because a lot of us are spending a lot of time creating these Reels, ultimately for them to not perform very well. But the facts are the facts, and the numbers show us that Reels views are down, Reels engagement is down. And so one of my biggest predictions, one of the biggest algorithm changes as we head into 2024, is that it's not just all about Reels. So if when you take a look at your Instagram profile, it's 100% Reels, or even just majority Reels, I want you to reconsider that strategy as we move forward. The second biggest algorithm change that I can tell you as we head into this new year will help you get more views on your Reels, and that is that the hook is everything. I would recommend spending 80% of your time, focus, energy, and effort when you're creating content on the hook. For those of you who don't know what a hook is essentially the beginning of your content. Whether that's the first line of your caption, the first few seconds of your video, the first slide in your carousel, or the headline, let's say if you're creating an infographic, the beginning of something is your hook. And it's called a hook because it's meant to hook in your audience, right? It's meant to grab their attention and make sure they're watching. But one of the big issues with Instagram Reels is so many Instagram coaches say, post valuable content, make sure your content is great, make sure you're giving valuable tips and sharing great information. But the problem is, even the greatest, most valuable book ever written won't be read if it doesn't have a strong opening chapter, if each chapter doesn't have a strong opening paragraph, if the title and the cover of the book aren't going to hook readers in and actually make them want to read. It doesn't matter how great your movie is, if the first 15 minutes suck, you're going to get a bunch of people walking out of the movie. So yes, the rising action, the storytelling, the climax, the resolution, all those things matter, but ultimately, they're a waste of time if you don't start with a strong hook. Mr. Beast even once reported that he spends about $10,000 per YouTube thumbnail. And that might sound crazy to a lot of people, but essentially, the thumbnail on YouTube is the first hook. That is the first opportunity that you have on YouTube to grab someone's attention and get them to watch your video. So he could spend millions of dollars making amazing videos, and ultimately, the views are going to be way lower if his hook, aka his title and his thumbnail, aren't high enough quality. And on Instagram, fortunately, you don't have to spend $10,000 creating this amazing thumbnail. And I know that there are covers on Instagram Reels, don't get me wrong, but let's also be honest, very few people are even going to be looking at your cover. So really the hook that matters on Instagram is the beginning of the content itself. And fortunately, we actually recently did a study deep diving into about 300 different Instagram posts that have gone viral. We were looking at the most popular viral reels and studying specifically their hook. We were looking at what hooks were performing the best, what sorts of languaging were people using, were people focused on negative outcomes, positive outcomes, was there some sort of like keyword that everyone was using, and we put together a top 25 list, and we decided to make that free. So down below in the show notes or in the description below this episode, you can find the link to our 25 viral Instagram hooks. Even while you're listening to this right now, I highly recommend clicking on that link. It'll open in another browser, and you can just pop in your email so that you get those viral hooks. Definitely check that out. But we created that in the first place and decided to even do that study because the hook is just so, so important. If you don't have a quality hook, even the best content won't get watched. And in a day and age where everyone's attention span is getting shorter and shorter and we're getting used to these really, really brief videos and these super quick vertical reels and TikToks and things like that, if you're not grabbing someone's attention immediately, like in the first few frames of the video, they're going to scroll away and all of the rest of the effort that you put in was kind of for waste. And so as we head into 2024, I want you to revisit all of the reels that you've posted in 2023, especially the reels that you thought would do really well and ended up not doing so great. Revisit them and specifically look with a critical eye at your hooks. Is there something visually grabbing people's attention at the beginning? Is there a sound effect? Is there an edit? Is there a transition? What kinds of words? What's your opening phrase or statement? And is it really going to grab the attention of a stranger who's just scrolling through Instagram? And my pro tip for you is that if you had a reel in 2023 that you're like, this should have done well, I put a lot of work into this, I don't know why this didn't perform so good, post it again in 2024, but change out the hook. See if you can use one of the hooks from our 25 viral hooks guide and maybe swap out just the beginning of that video. Who cares if you're wearing a different shirt or if your hair looks a little bit longer in the new video? Swap out the hook and I bet you that video will perform better and you won't have to put in the whole effort to re-recording or remaking the entire video. The third algorithm change that I want you to be aware of as we head into 2024 is that carousels and photos are back, baby. The initial inclination that this was happening, I know that's a big word, the initial idea that this was going to happen came from Instagram CEO in the summer of 2022, surprisingly, when he said, quote, "I think we went too far with pushing reels." He was basically saying, I think we at Instagram, with the Instagram algorithm, went overboard with the distribution and the view share of reels. Because, of course, with, let's say, 100 million people on Instagram every day, the algorithm has to decide who is seeing what and what percentage of reels are being pushed and what percentage of the feed is reels versus photos versus carousels. And basically, the CEO, Adam Mosseri, on his Instagram story said, we went too far. So in the future, we're going to be balancing it out. We're going to be balancing out the reach between reels and non-reels. So of course, there is the whole supply-demand thing. And that's one of the big reasons that reels views are down. But another big reason why reels views are down is simply because of this internal change, this algorithm shift at Instagram, where they have now made it a point of emphasis to make sure that non-reels, aka photos and carousels, are getting more views, they're getting more distribution. So let's hold that in our mind, and now let's also think about the whole supply and demand thing. If the supply of photos and carousels is down because everyone is busy posting reels, plus you add that in with the fact that demand is technically increasing because the algorithm is showing photos and carousels to more people, you have the inverse of what happened with reels happening with photos and carousels. In other words, you're going to get more views and engagement on your photos and carousels in 2024 than you likely did in 2022 or even in 2023. In fact, according to that study that I mentioned earlier that came out at the end of 2023, photos are getting more engagement in 2023 than they were in 2022. In carousels, which I know I've said that word a few times, that's like the slideshow posts. Those posts are not only getting more engagement in 2023, they're getting more reach. They're reaching more people and getting more views this year than they were last year. And we expect that trend to continue into 2024. This is something that we actually recently did an entire Insta Club Hub live training on. So if you're an Insta Club Hub member, make sure to log into the club and check out those recent live trainings, because we did an entire live training, not just on the fact that carousels and photos are back, but also we talked about how you can use your past reels to create non-reels and different strategies for creating more content on Instagram that's actually going to perform well. So make sure you log in and check that out. Algorithm update number four for 2024 is that shares are king. And now we've been saying this for quite a while. For quite a while, there's been a myth floating around on Instagram that saves are the best form of engagement. According to our own data research and according to, honestly, common sense, it doesn't really make sense that a save would be the best form of engagement. Because let's think about what is a save. A save is essentially someone just tapping on that little bookmark and hoping or planning that they're gonna go back and revisit your content in the future, but it doesn't necessarily generate more views. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that that person is spending more time on Instagram. And it's kind of a low-level form of engagement, right? It doesn't take a lot of investment for the person who's pressing save in order to save your post. On the other hand, a share, according to our research, equates to 400 additional views. Just one share equates to, on average, 400 extra views on Instagram. And so that in and of itself tells us, well, yeah, a share is the best way to get more engagement and more views and more followers. Also, let's think about the intention behind someone who is sharing. They are quite literally taking your content and telling more people to look at it, whether they're sharing it on their story, sharing it in their group chat, sharing it via direct message. It is quite literally directly generating more views. It's that follower or that engager saying, this content is so good, I want more people to see it. And we've been saying this for the last few years, but finally, Instagram's CEO, Adam Mosseri, directly said this on his Instagram stories. He reported that the best form of engagement from Instagram's perspective is a share. And he said this because he said that shares generate the most conversation and shares lead to people spending more time on Instagram. So if you want to crush it on Instagram in 2024, you want to make sure you're getting more shares. And how do you do that? Well, you create share-worthy content. Duh. You create content that is worthy of being shared. Generally speaking, there are a few different categories of what is share-worthy. There are a few different kinds of posts that are more likely to get shares than others. And again, I know I mentioned the Insta Club Hub a minute ago. That's something that we detail in length inside the Insta Club Hub. But essentially, the primary forms of share-worthy content is, number one, thought-provoking or emotional content. Number two, controversial content. And number three, breaking news / trending / pop culture content. When you can create share-worthy content and thus get more shares, you will reliably reach more people, increase your engagement, and grow your following. Speaking of engagement and getting more views, my fifth algorithm change for Instagram as we head into 2024 is that for reels, you should be focused on watch rate, or in other words, the percentage of the reel that the average person is watching. If your reel is 10 seconds long and the average person watches 8 seconds, then your watch rate or your percentage completion is 80%. So yes, with this in mind, it is true that oftentimes the shorter reels, the ones that are, you know, 10 seconds or less, they're going to have a higher percentage of watch time. People are going to watch them 100% of the way through, or even 150%. They're going to watch the whole reel and they're going to watch it again for 50%. And that is a great metric. That is a great indication for the algorithm to push your reel to more people. But I do want to remind you that there is no silver bullet or magic length. Your reels don't have to be 7 seconds. They don't have to be a minute long. They should be long enough to cover what you need to cover, but short enough to hold people's attention. One of our InstaClubHub students calls that the mini skirt rule, and I love calling it that as well. Short enough to grab and hold people's attention, but still long enough to cover what you need to cover. Basically, the biggest tip that I can give you is to be concise, to not mince words, to edit out any dead space or pauses in your speaking. And basically, and I know this is tough for some people, don't blabber on and try to stay as brief as you can. And with a new update at the end of 2023, Instagram gave us the ability to track watch time and see all this data on watch rate and completion percentage and average view duration and total view duration and all that good stuff. So you're able to get a lot more information on your reels after you've posted them to see if people are watching them all the way through, and you can use that to inform your future reels to make sure that you are prioritizing watch time and completion percentage. And then the sixth and final algorithm change that I wanted to report on for you for 2024 is that hashtags and trending audios are far less important and far less effective than they have been in the past. Let's talk about hashtags first and foremost. There's something I've talked about many, many times here on this channel, detailed in length, but hashtags are just not as effective now as they were in the past. In, let's say, 2015, 2016, hashtags were huge. They were a great way to categorize your content, to get discovered, to reach new people, and to reliably increase your engagement. But increasingly now, as time has gone on, as more people have started to use and even abuse hashtags, and as Instagram has increased their SEO capabilities and decreased their importance of hashtags or reliance upon hashtags, they've just become a lot less reliable of a way to grow your account and get more engagement. Now, don't get me wrong, they're not totally dead. They're not totally worthless. They can still help. They can still, you know, allow you to reach more people or be discovered. They're not totally dead and worthless, but I don't think that hashtags specifically should be an area of your Instagram strategy that you're really focused on or spending a lot of time working on or thinking about. Generally speaking, use a few hashtags, make sure that they are related to your content, and you should be good to go. Now, the other area of this algorithm change is trending audios. Trending audios in 2022 were massive. Trending audios in 2023 seem to be more effective for the people announcing that there was a new trending audio rather than the people who used it. And maybe you've seen this before. There are plenty of accounts, plenty of people on Instagram who a large part of what they post, maybe even a majority, maybe even all of what they post on Instagram is trending audio alert. And they do that not necessarily because this trending audio is guaranteed to generate success for you, but because it's almost guaranteed to generate success for them, because it creates FOMO in the viewer. The viewers are now watching the post, they're getting ideas, they're saving the audio, spending more time on Instagram, and so Instagram helps the person who is posting the trending audio alert. But overall, I think that there has been an overemphasis and maybe even an overuse of trending audios and over-reliance upon trending audios within the Instagram community at large. Trending audios oftentimes don't create any trust in your viewers because they lack personality and they lack originality. Trending audios are oftentimes overused and can even be annoying or frustrating when your viewers see them because they think, I've already seen 300 people use this audio today, I'm over it. And also, oftentimes, trending audios can be really short, really brief, and they can cater to the algorithm more than they cater to your audience. So listen, you can use whatever audio you want. You can use trending audios. You can look for trending audios by all means. But my biggest recommendation when it comes to, you know, the stress and the frustration around, is this audio trending? Is it going to blow up? Is it small enough that it's not oversaturated, but still big enough that it has some traction and it's actually going to blow up? Just don't worry about it. Use the audios that you want to use. Do the lip syncs that you want to lip sync. Use the audios that you find funny, that you find practical, that you find useful for your own niche and that really speak to you or inspire you or that you want to create content around. I encourage you to not fall for the FOMO or not even feel the FOMO that it might be created by people who are telling you, you have to use this audio, it's about to blow up, you need to use it or you're gonna miss out. there's always going to be more trending audios. There's always going to be a new popular audio. There's like 4 or 5 or 10. There's probably even over 20 new trending audios that pop up every single day on Instagram. So don't worry so much over whether or not this audio is trending. Focus on creating better content and making sure that the content that you're creating is intended to serve your audience and not just the algorithm. If you're someone who it feels like it takes you forever to create content, I do want to encourage you to watch a past episode that we uploaded about a week ago from the time of this one uploading, and it's called Make 30 Instagram Reels in 30 Minutes with ChatGPT. That is an awesome episode. I highly encourage you to watch or listen to that one because it's going to be really helpful for you in creating more content in less time, but still making sure that your content is of a certain quality and actually relates to your niche and actually specifically applies to you and your account, and it's not just some general content. So I highly recommend checking that out. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed, don't forget to press that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up if you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you in the next one. Happy networking.